1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
Together.
Shannon has her mouth full.
Sorry, I was finishing my cookie.
Well, together we have cookies.
I shared.
Yeah, I said together we have cookies.
I know.
Because you shared with me.
Yeah. I didn't want people to think I was being stingy.
Nope. You know what we should be having?
A pool?
I was going to say salad.
Oh.
But a pool works too.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Popsicles.
Seasons that aren't summer?
Yeah, that would be awesome right about now.
Yeah.
The air conditioner is on. You're going to have to deal with it because it feels like it's over 100 outside. The heat index has been over 100 for the past, like, 3 days, 4 days.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's real bad. And it's such a nice anniversary present for my 5-year move to New York, which was today.
Congratulations.
I mean, I always think it's funny when people are like, congrats, you managed, like, either to not die or move away.
Right. Well, there's more than just that. You managed to keep living in New York without having to move away.
I guess that's true. But is that, like, so great an accomplishment? I don't know. There's a lot of terrible people in New York.
Sure. And how do they afford it?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I walk up and down the street every day. I'm like, how do you live here?
Yeah.
How?
Okay. Thanks, Obama.
What does that mean?
What's a song salad?
A song salad is a short song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
Love it. Thank you for everyone that's followed us on SoundCloud and Twitter and subscribed to us on iTunes. We love your ratings and reviews. Keep them coming.
If you do, we'll give you a shout out. And if you have a suggestion for what the salad spinner should sound like, tweet at us at SongSaladCast. You can also find all of our information on songsaladpodcast.com.
Our brand new shiny website.
Woo!
Our salad spinner today is going to sound like a suggestion from @DavidWasserman1.
Did your Twitter or his Twitter come first?
His did.
So he was David Wasserman 1, and then you were like, I'm going to be Scott Wasserman 1.
I think Dave actually made mine for me, and then I was forced to use it.
Ah.
I didn't want Twitter. I still don't really want Twitter.
I don't get it.
It's another conversation.
I know. Okay.
The salad spinner today sounds like the laughter of 3 different Disney villains in a row.
Okay, should we pick the villains?
I guess so. Let's do...
Ursula,
Scar, and Captain Hook?
Sure? Does Captain Hook laugh?
Well, our job is to make up what their laughs
sound like. Okay. All right, so we're just going to, like, run through them, right? Like,
sure.
Not pausing in between.
Here we go.
Okay.
Ursula, Scar, Captain Hook.
Okay.
Ha, 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 ha,
reggaeton.
It was bound to happen.
Oh, it was.
Reggaeton is a genre of music characterized by its repetitive beat rhythm. I like that.
Beat rhythm?
That's what it says. That originated in Puerto Rico. Its roots can be traced back to the underground music of the island during the late 90s, when music borrowing elements of reggae, rap, and hip-hop was being performed in Spanish. Oh boy. In small, unofficial venues. Bootleg recordings and word of mouth were the means of distribution for this music until 1997. That's specific.
Yeah, it is.
In 1998, eventually that music coalesced into what today is known as reggaeton. The music's popularity skyrocketed in the early 2000s as it spread to North America, Europe, Asian, and African audiences. So, the combination of styles that reggaeton blends is Jamaican dancehall and Trinidadian soca, which I'll have to look up, with Puerto Rican music like salsa, bomba, Latin American hip-hop, and electronica, and the vocals are rapping and singing, usually in Spanish. Mm. The lyrical style tends to resemble hip-hop. So, we're gonna do a little Spanish hip-hop-y-ness.
Super cool.
It's gonna be fun.
Oh, man. We should be good at this, because literally every night for like 3 years. It came blaring through our windows when we lived in...
It hasn't really stopped.
Well, on our street's quiet now. Yours is not.
The reggaeton is pumping in Harlem.
Yeah.
So the rhythm, the musical characteristic of reggaeton, apparently is called the dembo rhythm.
Huh. Okay.
Spelled D-E-M-B-O-W-R-I-D-D-I-M. Dembo rhythm. Which, let's see what that's all about. Rhythm is the Jamaican patois pronunciation of the English word rhythm. So,
yeah.
Rhythm is rhythm. So the dembo rhythm is a percussion pattern that involves the use of specific drums that are common to Jamaican dancehall music and reggaeton, and the heart of the dembo rhythm is a 3+3+2 rhythm, also called the tresillo rhythm.
What is 3+3+2?
We'll find out. And it's complemented by bass drums in 4/4 time.
Okay.
So the 3+3+2 rhythm is 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which combined with the 4/4 bass drums is the classic bon.
Yeah.
That is like...
That sounds right.
What all the cars are doing in Harlem.
Yeah, that sounds like 139th Street right there.
The first time the dembo rhythm was highlighted was in the song Dembo by Shabba Ranks from his 1991 album Just Reality. Dembo is a more of a reggae and Jamaican dance hall kind of a sound. It's not really reggaeton, and it's not from Puerto Rico, so we should find an example that's actually reggaeton. So I stumbled upon this reggaeton song called Llegamos a la Disco by Daddy Yankee, which is a great name.
A little incongruous there, but okay.
And I listened to the first couple seconds of it and was like, oh, yep, this sounds like everything I've heard through my windows for the last couple of years.
Exactly. It was perfect. Pitch perfect.
So this is Llegamos a la Disco by Daddy Yankee, a reggaeton song from 2015.
11.
All right?
2011.
Oh, never mind. 2011. Sorry. Baby, that's the gringo. Quien toca el coro, Ñengo Flow, Farruko, Kaisa, Arcángel, de la Disco. Llegamos a la disco. Tú sabes que todo está encendido. Mujeres más arriba que eso es mío. Music video for Llegamos a la Disco is just throwing money at women in not much clothing.
So, like a lot of music videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So picture that if you want to go back and listen to that audio clip again.
There's also a big truck.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, they liked the truck.
they did like the truck.
They liked the truck. So, can I just read... So, since we were talking about the music video, can I just read this description of grinding from the...
From Wikipedia?
Yeah, from Wikipedia.
From the white people at Wikipedia?
Yeah, okay. So, pareo is the style of dance that's associated with reggaeton.
Huh, I didn't know that it had its own style of dance.
It's basically just grinding, 'kay. Is what it sounds like. With one partner facing... the back of the other, usually male behind female. Shocking.
Uh-huh.
Another way of describing this dance is back to front dance.
Oh boy.
Where the woman presses her rear into the pelvis of her partner to create sexual stimulation.
Oh boy.
But then the next sentence is really the best sentence.
Okay.
Traditional couple dancing has been face-to-face, such as the waltz or square dancing. Reggaeton shocked Westerners with their sensual dance moves, but quickly became popular in several music videos.
Wow. Well, this also says this is also known as daggering.
Which I've never heard.
Or grinding or juking.
I've heard of juking.
In the United States. Which, okay...
I guess.
Who knew that that started with reggaeton?
Yeah.
Go figure. What does Wikipedia say? Oh my god.
I clicked on daggering.
You had to.
I had to click on daggering. It's a dance form originating from Jamaica. The dance incorporates dry sex, wrestling, and other forms of frantic movement.
That's not dancing.
Yeah. Also, dry sex is a link. Clicking it. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Regrets. So many regrets. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
I would love to do the game 13 clicks to Jesus.
Isn't it 6 clicks to Jesus?
Oh.
You want to do it? I bet I can do it.
Let's do it. Let's do 6. That's more challenging. I always thought it was 13.
All right.
So 6 clicks to Jesus from the Wikipedia article, Dry Sex.
Wow. Okay, okay. I can...
What are you going to click on first?
I'm going to click on...
So many options.
They're like, this first 3 paragraphs are just a cornucopia of things that could lead to repressive... religious articles.
Okay, here we go.
I'm thinking either same-sex couples, foreplay,
good,
or mutual masturbation.
I would go with same-sex couples.
Yeah, okay.
So that's one.
One click. Okay, I'm gonna look through laws against.
Great.
Oh, religious perspectives.
Great. So let's count that as 2.
You counted it as 2?
Well, you clicked on something.
Yeah, so but I was just jumping. It's 2. An anchor link in the article.
Counts. Still counts.
That's bullshit. Okay. I mean, I'm like right there. So religious perspectives. Let's see. The clicks we have are Reformed Judaism, Judaism, Israel, Conservative Judaism,
I see one
United
at the bottom.
Church of Christ. Oh, American Family Association. Ugh. Homosexual agenda is underlined. Methodist Church. I clicked on Methodist Church. That's 3 clicks. Jesus Christ.
And 4 clicks.
4
to
clicks
Jesus
to Jesus
from dry sex.
From dry sex.
Anyway, let's
Yay.
Talk about the lyrical themes of reggaeton, shall
sure.
we?
Sure. Now wait, I have to hit back a bunch of times. Hold on. That was really fun.
Oh, daggering.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the lyrics and themes are pretty much like what you would expect from dance music, club music. It's sure. about being in the club. It's about partying. They also specifically call out La Playa as being a theme. So like being at the beach.
The beach.
I guess. They talk about love and gangsta rap, which like seems... like a weird topic to talk about, gangsta rap. Wouldn't you just be engaging in gangsta
sure.
rap? But the club scene is really what reggaeton is representative
up
of.
Up into club.
Yes. They also said that a lot of reggaeton CDs are not labeled explicit the way hip-hop CDs are, which I find rather strange. Actually, one of the exceptions that they listed was the Daddy Yankee guy that just... listen to.
He's considerate. He labeled his CD explicit for us.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they're usually in Spanish. They
Maybe.
Don't list them as explicit, but they...
And who knows how much explicit content was in the example I played.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Well, I mean, we also just had a whole bunch of explicit content that we just went through on Wikipedia. But they also said that some reggaeton artists get around the explicit censorship, radio and television censorship just by using... sexual innuendo and double meanings and that kind
of
stuff.
Well, that's good to keep in mind.
And obviously, some songs have also raised concerns about women's depiction in their lyrics.
Including the music video we watched.
Yeah, not surprising. So really, it's club music.
Cool.
You know, it takes a traditional structure of a pop song, so there are choruses, verses, and bridges. There's usually a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then also some stuff about Latino ethnic identity
sure.
is in reggaeton, but...
And as you heard in the example, it started out with sort of a rapped section,
yeah.
like an intro, and then it got into sung hip-hop style or club-style vocals over the reggaeton beat, and then the rap and the vocals kind of alternate from there. So we'll probably incorporate that into our version, too.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think we should get our topic.
I think so, too.
Let's spin the salad spinner and choose 3 new Disney villains.
Maleficent?
Maleficent? Let's do... Who's the villain in Pocahontas?
Ratcliffe? Governor Ratcliffe?
Yep.
Okay.
And let's say the third villain is puberty, as in the movie Inside Out.
Great.
So we have Maleficent, Ratcliffe, and Puberty.
Okay. Okay.
Big-eyed bats.
Okay. Chiroderma. Big-eyed bats or white-lined bats is a genus of leaf-nosed bat found in Central America, South America, and the Lesser Antilles. Okay. So at least it's regionally sort of appropriate, maybe.
And I think we can probably broaden our horizons a little bit here and just go with the Wikipedia article for leaf-nosed bats.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Leaf-nosed bats. Our reggaeton topic. They're found throughout Central and South America, from Mexico to northern Argentina.
So maybe not Puerto Rico, but...
No, but you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
Similar climate.
Yeah.
They are ecologically the most varied and diverse family within the order Chiroptera, which is probably the order of bats.
I would guess so. So, like, Chiro is, like, spine or bones, and Terra, like, pterodactyl? So, like... Bone wings? I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's
when
bat.
You click on Chiroptera, it just sends you
just
to bat.
Sends you to bat.
So.
Wait, go back. Yeah. Oh. Chiro. Hand wing.
Hand and wing. Oh, hand so they have wing. A hand, like, on the end of their wing, kind of.
Well, it, little they claws. Are, like, yeah. Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're insectivorous. Insectivorous? Insectivorous.
I'd say insectivorous.
Insectivorous. And frugivores.
So what makes a leaf-nosed bat different from a regular bat? Let's find that out.
I think because these bats echolate nasally, this nose leaf is thought to serve some role in modifying and directing the echolocation call.
Interesting.
Similar nose leaves are found in other groups of bats, most notably the Old World leaf-nosed bats. So we're looking at New World leaf-nosed bats.
Interesting. They're usually brown, gray, or black, although one species is white.
Okay. They can weigh from 7 grams to 200 grams.
And their length is about pretty small.
Yeah.
An inch and a half to 5.5 inches, basically. They roost in fairly small family groups. Not family groups. They roost in fairly small groups within caves, animal burrows, or hollow trees, although some species aggregate in colonies of several hundred individuals. No thanks. They don't hibernate, although some species have been reported to...
Estivate,
which means...
Animal dormancy, similar to hibernation, characterized by inactivity and a lower metabolic rate. In response to high temperatures and arid conditions.
Interesting. So they get too hot and they sleep. Very similar to Megan, my fiance, who took a nap in the heat.
So I think, like, if you look at, like, a picture of them, you'll see... Have you seen, like, star-nosed moles?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, like, little, like, flower-type nose flaps.
Right.
On the fronts
which
of their faces.
Is thought to help with the type of echolocation that they do, which happens nasally in this species. Which
I
is very interesting.
They're kind of cute.
They are kind of cute. They're like little, you know, like little rodents with big ears and leafy noses and creepy wings and claws.
If you squint at them, their faces kind of look like Georgia O'Keeffe paintings.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, between the ears and the nose.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we'll tweet a picture of these bats.
These leaf-nosed bats.
Yeah, they're cute. There's actually a lot of different... It looks like a lot of different species.
192.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of species of bats.
Yeah, it's a lot of bats.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess we're writing a reggaeton song about leaf-nosed bats.
The lyrics, I has them.
Wow.
Yeah, so my concept is that it's hard to see when you're in the club. So it's useful to be a bat and you can use your radar.
That would be useful.
Yeah. Which is not actually radar. Radar is obviously man-made.
Right.
But it's
echolocation. Yeah.
But
you can echolocate a hottie in the club.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the, like, wrapped part up front is going to be, in the club, the lights are low. We got the smoke. We got the strobe. In the club, it's hard to see. But for a good time, you can still count on me. And then the chorus is, I got you on my radar, radar. I'll find you all night long, night long. I got you on my radar, radar. Got my little nose on your neck while we dance to this song, radar. Because the grinding.
Yeah. Got your nose on, my nose on your neck.
Yep.
Because we're daggering.
Because we're daggering, juking, grinding.
Batting.
Batting. We're
radaring.
So, speaking of bats. I believe
radar is probably radar in Spanish. And by the way, I'm going to sing and rap this in Spanish. We're going to translate it.
Thanks, Google Translate. So I also looked up a lot of, like, fairly horrifying videos of bats.
Yeah, I saw.
There are some pretty scary-looking bats out there. Bats don't really freak me out. I know some people get, like, super creeped out by bats.
David Wasserman.
Yeah, your brother.
Well, like there was bats. One in his bedroom the other day. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we talked about that. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, bats... I get why bats can be scary. They do carry rabies sometimes. But they're actually kind of cute.
Uh-huh.
And they're fuzzy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, the word for bat in French is chauve-souris, which means bald mouse. Which is kind of weird because they're not bald.
Yeah, but that is weird.
But in any case. So we found some bats that make some, like, cool noises. So if you slow down a bat echolocating and you actually have to get it into a lower register, because we can't hear it when they do it normally.
Uh-huh.
So if you slow it down and you put it into a lower register, it sounds kind of like what we think of as, like, radar blip sounds.
Cool.
So we can play one of those. But I thought maybe you might want to, like, sample it.
Yeah, let's put it into the club song.
Cool.
So the one thing that I'm going to have to add that we don't have in your lyrics right now is a little bit of an introduction.
Okay.
Which I can just, like, repeat certain words, like, in the club, or, like, good time. You know, just, like, things that are already in your verse. I'll just, like, say them in Spanish up front.
Okay.
Because most reggaeton songs I listen to have this kind of, like, ethereal club atmosphere without any rhythm underneath as an introduction, and people are kind of just like saying phrases, and then the percussion kicks in, and that's when the verse would start, and then you sort of layer these club synth sounds over the percussion, which is what I'm doing here. So I'll put in those bat radar sounds in the intro too, and then I'll probably find a way to make them a little rhythmic and put them in the chorus.
Cool. That sounds great.
So this is going to be the main beat for our reggaeton song. And this is going to be the synth layer of the verse. And then I'm going to add this synth layer for the chorus. And here's what the bat radar sounds like. Let's do it!
Es difícil ver.
Te tengo en mi radar.
Toda la noche.
Tengo mi pequeña nariz.
Es difícil ver.
Te tengo en mi
toda
radar.
La noche.
Tengo mi pequeña nariz. Tengo mi pequeña nariz. Tengo mi pequeña nariz. Tengo mi pequeña nariz. En el club de las luces son bajas. Nos dieron el humo.
El humo.
Nos dieron la luz estroboscópica.
Estroboscópica.
En el club es difícil ver, pero para un buen momento todavía se puede encontrar conmigo.
Te tengo en mi radar,
te voy a encontrar toda la noche.
Toda la noche.
Te tengo en mi radar,
tengo mi pequeña nariz en tu cuello. Mientras que la danza al canción.
Tengo en mi radar.
Al canción.
Mi radar,
tengo mi pequeña nariz. En su vuelo. Tengo en mi radar. Radar. Toda la noche.
Are you proud of that song?
I'm proud of Spanish.
You proud of Spanish?
I'm proud of Spanish.
Wait, we didn't say what the song was called.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be called Radar, right?
It's gotta just be called Radar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Estroboscopica.
I can't believe that strobe is stroboscopica.
Well, it's actually Spanish. Like la luz estroboscopica. You like
strobe lights.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Come on, yeah. Spanish.
Radar is a great reggaeton song.
I mean, I guess so.
I can see it.
Oh, there is something that I wanted to say about last week.
Yeah.
Just because, okay, so Josh, my fiance, was like, I listened to last week, which in which I rapped about being a lady pimp on the Route 19 bus.
Yeah.
And he said that he wasn't sure if people would be able to tell that I was joking when I was singing.
What do you mean?
Like, that maybe people would think that I thought I did a really good job.
Oh.
But, like, I know that I didn't. Like, it was a joke. Like, the rapping was a joke. Like, I wasn't, like, I didn't sing this that song and I, like, and thought, like, oh, I nailed this.
Right.
Like, I'm doing such a good job rapping.
I don't think we ever think that.
No. I really hope that people... But I just felt compelled to say it because it made me self-conscious that, like, people think I'm taking myself seriously.
Oh, no,
when
no,
I'm
no.
saying things like, pay up at the end of a rap song about a lady pimp on the bus. Like, no, it's 100% a joke always.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good to remind our listeners of, I guess.
Yeah, that we don't take this seriously and you shouldn't either.
And I don't think anyone would take that as a serious reggaeton song anyway.
No.
Doesn't really go anywhere.
No, it really doesn't go anywhere. But I kind of do like the image of a tiny little bat with his little leaf nose pressed up against some
like grinding.
Lady grinding in the club.
In the club.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it is the best idea for navigating through a club.
Right.
Echolocation.
I thought
for sure.
I thought that was pretty spot on. We learned a lot about bats today.
Yeah. They're fascinating. They really are.
Yes. Also terrifying.
Yep.
Yep.
And if you want to be really terrified, look up YouTube videos of the giant bats in the Philippines that are the stuff of legend.
Oh, guys, they're super big.
Ooh.
The Philippines have a legend of a bat-like creature that goes out in the night searching for pregnant women and then eats their fetuses.
Called the kick-kick.
The kick-kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the sound it makes.
That's the bat noise. Kick, kick, kick. Oh, the bat noise in the song.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I think it works. It
little
does,
peeps.
It does sound like birds chirping, so it reminds me of our Beach
Bird
Boys
Florida?
Song.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
Our menagerie.
Yes.
And Moo Moo with a Tude.
Moo Moo with a Tude, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Bird Florida.
Also Bird Florida. We've used a lot of bird songs.
We have.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested in hearing more bird music in the future, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
You can find us on songsaladpodcast.com, and that'll link you to our Twitter and our SoundCloud and anything else you would ever need to know about us.
And remember, if you have Song Salad Spinner suggestions, tweet them at us, and we'll do them for next time we find them.
Yep.
Yep. And actually, next week, we'll have a very special episode.
We will. Like we said, our biggest episode yet.
Yes. Get ready for that.
Get ready. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're... Shannon and Scott. That was Shannon and Scott in echolocation.
Oh,
which
in
echolocation my mind is like Morse code.
Yeah, okay.